Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It is our number two. Matt Harkins back at the studio taking your calls. Call me at 412-928-9370 until 1 o'clock, and we'll talk sports with you. You can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Shop all three locations at ShorkeyKia.com. Text the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates fan reminds you to text responsibly. And a big thank you to our show sponsors, PNC Bank, make today the day. Ireland Contracting, visit IrelandContracting.com. And number one Cochran, go one better at number one Cochran. I promised some tweets. We have a lot of them coming in here. Mark DeStefano at KD Pomp says if the Steelers cut Ben loose and pay him $19 million, he would be then free to sign with us another team, and they would be willing to make that payment. Hey, listen, if he's on the open market, he'll get that. I don't think there's any question. There are a lot of teams that need quarterbacks. We'll see. But in the next several weeks, we're going to have to come to a conclusion here because on March 17th, the new calendar year begins in the NFL, and he is due a $15 million roster bonus. So we'll see how that goes. Thank you, Mark, for the tweet. We appreciate that. Greg Lindsay says, what, Ben, are you guys talking about? No fan base or coach would put up with Ben's terrible ball security. He is a football player, Dave Parker, 150% effort on game day, 60% when no one is watching. Greg, how would you know that? You know, I mean, if you're going to believe what people say, who knows what's accurate with regard to that? All I know is the guy has put up a pretty good career, one that's going to end up in the Hall of Fame. Is he the same quarterback now? No. His mobility is gone as far as what he used to show. The deep ball needs to be better, but I'm, again, looking at his arm and thinking that he passed this entire season without a problem, which means it should be better coming back year number two post-arm surgery. We'll see. They got to make that decision, and there's probably an infighting right now about what they should do in that situation. So that's something to be worked out in the next several weeks. We also have this one from Jack Bartanus, who says, Tristan Jarry not only stopped the puck Thursday, he moved the puck and got out of the net. By doing so, the Penguins were able to get out of their zone. This also helps the defenseman from getting hammered when retrieving the puck. That's true. And I think he was not playing with a lot of confidence, Jack. Thank you for the tweet at KD Pomp. But certainly, you know, you've seen a difference in the last three games, and that's why they got to keep riding him. This was the intention coming into the season. Poor Matt Murray is really struggling up there in Ottawa. He got injured for a little bit. He's back, but he's got a terrible save percentage. And that team in front of them is pretty bad as well. But that's, you know, what they knew they were getting with when they made that deal, and they signed him to a three-year extension in Ottawa as well. 412-928-9370. We've been talking a lot about Sidney Crosby and what an amazing career he has and why he's so good. Not just the talent. He was born with that talent, God-given talent. But what he does, his work ethic. When your best player, your most talented player, is also your hardest working player, that's a great message. Any coach would love it because it sends the right vibes to the rest of your team. Anybody who comes up here knows that Sidney Crosby is going to outwork that person, so you better push it up even higher. And I think the other night, Mike Sullivan, a strategic move to change up the lines. The number one line was going extremely well with Crosby, Gensel, and Brian Rust. And yet he took Rust off of that line, largely, I would suspect, to get the second line going Rust has a good relationship with Malkin as a chemistry, so it was Malkin with Zucker and Rust, and those three played well, and Kapanen fit in well on the top line. I think that was a good move by Mike Sullivan, one that was under radar, and one that was a gutsy one to make, given how the number one line was playing. But Crosby is that guy, you know, who's always working, tinkering with his game to be better than he is. Never satisfied. And that's a good lesson for people out there. You should never be satisfied with your performances. Whatever it is you do, you can always be better. You wake up trying to be better than you were the day before. And Sidney Crosby does that with, you know, his first goal the other night. It was a perfect example. Under the radar, you wouldn't even notice it until the replay showed you that he got a deflection on a shot by Kasperi Kapanen. And that was enough to get it by Varlamov. Just a little thing like stick deflections and how he works tirelessly at that. Like face-offs, how he works tirelessly. He was at one point below 50% in his career, and he's now become one of the most reliable face-off guys in the game. All because of his want-to, his drive, his willingness to be better. And no one has to tell him that. He tells himself that. And this is why he'll go down as one of the top five players in the NHL, in history of the game. And quite frankly, Connor McDavid, even though he is an amazing talent, and you love watching him play, Edmonton and his career are going to be defined by what he does in the postseason. They got to get in there and start winning, you know, because if not, that's going to be part of his legacy. He and Leon Draisaitl are so good together, but they need more, and they need help around him, no question. And I think that's the challenge of the people in Edmonton right now, is to find out better people who could come in and help him. 412-928-9370. We got Steve in Finleyville. What's up, Steve? How are you?
Good day, Mr. Pompieri. Thanks for taking the
good
call.
Good day to you, too. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mr. Harkins, for picking it up in the first place. What I would like to ask you, Bob, tonight being Sid's 1,000th game, you know, been pretty lucky here for quite a long time as far as hockey goes. What he's done and how the Penguins in general are just starting to, maybe it's just me, Bob, it seems like they're starting to turn it around. And, you know, with Jari's the big deal, and he's looked better recently. And the Penguins in general, other than a few turnovers here and there, but, and you know what that's about, Mr. Letang. But he skated very well the other night, so his checks and balances are working right now. One, do you think they would move him at some point this season, Bob? And being Burke and Hextall, and if so, you know, what do you think you could get back for him as far as help for this year for this team?
Well, I think that's a tough trade to make, Steve, just because of his contract, and because
right.
You know, they're. By the way, Chris Letang is a wonderful guy to watch. I mean, he can drive you nuts with some of the plays that he makes because they're high risk plays. And even the other night, he allowed an odd man break, and if it wasn't for Jari, you know, picking him up, it would have been a different kind of goal. It would have changed the game. He's got to reduce that, but they also have to cover up for him when he does make his plays. Because what makes
You're right.
him special is his ability to pinch in. However, he picks sometimes the bad time to do it.
I don't
know what they would get, only because it's later in his career. The contract's a big one to get rid of. I think the Penguins are fine with him there, especially when Brian Dumoulin gets back. He's just got to be more aware of those plays that he makes that lead to odd man breaks. That's what can change a game for the worse.
Oh,
but I think that, you know, Steve, if you look at their game, that line with Bluger and Tanev and Zach Aston-Reese, that has been a solid line. Aston-Reese has been good since Tanev is just a guy you need. The third line or fourth line, whichever it means, the Jankowski line needs to get going a little bit. And, you know, McCann's been out with an injury. They need to get him back. I think they are playing better, and I think they are a team that has to continue to do this because they're right on the outside looking in. It's not an easy go in this East division that they've comprised.
No, I think this is where they are. They're not in the top, in my opinion, Bob. I don't think they're in the top of this division, but yet I think they can do something. And with Sid and you know, but that's if Malkin's playing right. In a 7-game series, these guys could do anything, and that's Chris Letang too. When he's playing well, and it's just you got to kind of, it's just got to. He drives me crazy, Bob. And I've had a discussion with you on him before.
It
drives
is a good,
me nuts. But
he's like Malkin. There's highly entertaining, highly productive, but they also can be highly leaking at times. thanks, Steve, for the call. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370 is the number. But Chris Letang, his skating is a thing of beauty when you watch him. And what he can do, he logs so many minutes. It's just shoring up some of those careless plays that he has a tendency to make, and Malkin as well. And when they make them, they can be catastrophic in nature. This is a team that, while it's not the team that many people expect to win a Stanley Cup each and every year, they are a team that could be, if they're playing the right way, a real difficult out in the postseason. And I think that's where we are right now in terms of the Crosby and the Malkin and the Letang core group. It's not expected to win championships right now. Can they be a team that can surprise you and go deeper? Maybe. Yes, they can. And it will depend on who else they have, you know, playing well. But number one, it comes back to Tristan Jarry. It all starts and ends with him. He has to be the kind of goaltender that they can rely on and make big saves and bail that team out when they make problematic plays. And listen, their special teams have got to be special. They're going to go as far as that takes them as well. And we went through an early part of the season where they got carelessly just passing and passing and passing and reluctant to shoot. And that's always going to be part of what they want to do as gifted players. But you can't do it. The simplest thing to do is put the puck on the net, crash the net, get rebounds. They're talented enough to do it, and they have to be more willing to do that. And if so, I think it could be a really difficult team to play against. This is a good Islanders team, by the way. They're playing again tonight, and I'll look forward to that game, especially because it's number 1,000 for Sidney Crosby. Welcome back. Matt Harkins is back in the studio taking your calls at 412-928-9370. We are sponsored by the good people of PNC Bank. Make today the day. And check out their new virtual wallet. Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman, Ireland Contracting, as well as number one Cochran. Go one better at number one Cochran. All right, so I have a special guest I want to introduce all of you to. Her name is Stacy Hurt. And the reason I'm having her on today is because of a special surprise she had yesterday. And Stacy, for those of you who don't know her, I got to meet her once at an event, and ever since then I've been inspired by her story. She is a stage 4 cancer survivor. On her Twitter handle it says, total badass, and I agree with that. Because she's someone who goes out and helps people, even though she's fighting this fight every single day of her life. 8% chance of living when she first got this diagnosis. And here she is, several years later. She's now an advocate, a speaker, a consultant, an activist, and she is a tremendous inspiration story. Stacy, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. And first of all, tell us about your story real quick before I get to your special surprise, because I think it's inspiring, and also the message you want to give people.
Sure. Back in 2014, I was having some strange symptoms, abdominal pain, some blood in my stool, fatigue, bloating. And, you know, like everybody else, I was busy with my life, and I just kind of put off going to the doctor. And I finally did. And, you know, she said, you know, you're really healthy. And the thing is, I am, you know, I was 43 at the time. Active, exercise every day, non-smoker, healthy eater. And she said, you know, I don't think this is anything except like internal hemorrhoids, but I'm going to send you for a colonoscopy just to be sure. So she did, and unfortunately the scope revealed the worst case scenario, and that was stage 4 colon cancer spread across 27 places in my body, in my rectum, liver, lungs, and lymph nodes. And as you mentioned, I had about an 8% chance of surviving 5 years. It was very dire. My boys at the time were 8 and 10. My younger son is severely disabled. He's intellectually and developmentally disabled. He doesn't walk, talk, or do anything for himself. And so I just knew that I had to beat this into the ground for them and to take care of my younger son. And so I embarked on a journey of chemotherapy, radiation, 2 surgeries, the second of which was unexpected because of an accident during the first. It was an emergency surgery to save my life. And long story short, here I am. I just hit 5 years cancer-free in October, and I am surviving and thriving and doing super well. And out, as you said, now trying to turn my mess into a message and help others. You know, for early detection, screening, and prevention of cancer, and specifically colorectal cancer.
Well, you have been somebody that I look to and I point to for people who have daily problems in their lives that they think are so big. It's all about attitude. It's all about your willingness to battle. And you have been just the poster person for that. And I applaud you. I think every time I see you, I should bow to you because of what you've been able to do. And I know you've influenced a lot of other people. So let me get to the other part of the story. Stacy is a big sports fan, and she's a big golf fan. So, unbeknownst to her, she gets an email because this week coming up is the Kolegaard Classic, which is on the Champions Tour. And Phil Mickelson doesn't play in many of these events, but he's going to. So Stacy got an email. If you don't mind, Stacy, I'm going to read it real quick. It says, Stacy, thank you again for your participation in our first ever virtual pairing with a PGA Tour Champions professional at the Kolegaard Classic. You are confirmed to be paired with a PGA Tour Champions professional and World Golf Hall of Famer, Phil Mickelson. He just committed to this tournament. And what it means is that, because it's a virtual situation here, Stacy, but Phil Mickelson is going to be wearing a ribbon with your name on it all week long, and he will be, I'm sure, reaching out to you so that he can hear more of your story. And what an amazing surprise. When you got this email, knowing that you have been chosen to be the person who will be on Phil Mickelson's ribbon all week long in full display for everyone to see, what did you think?
I cried. I was going nuts. I was out of my mind. I mean, I am a golf fan. My husband is an avid golfer, and we have followed Phil for, you know, 20 years. Phil just turned 50. I just turned 50. So I have, you know, followed him all along. He's our favorite guy. We root for him in every single tournament. We've watched him on Faraday. We've watched him on 30 for 30. You know, I monitored his wife's breast cancer battle, pulling for Amy through that. He's our all-time favorite golfer. So I read that and I just was out of my mind. Like, of all people that, you know, Phil would be wearing my name. I was floored. I was emotional. I still am. I'm shaking. It's such an honor. I mean, Phil just has elevated the game of golf to where it is today. His attitude, his presence, his grace, his graciousness with the fans. He's just everything that I want to be about. And so for him to be wearing my name, I'm incredibly grateful and honored. It's amazing.
So it's a shame that, you know, this whole situation with the pandemic is going on. But I imagine if you wanted to, you probably could still get out there and socially distance yourself, but introduce yourself in person. Is that something you might do?
Well, Bob, as you only could have it, you get an exclusive. I just booked my flight and my hotel in Tucson, and I am leaving Friday morning and heading out there. And as you said, you know, I don't know what that situation is going to be because it is, you know, we're under severe COVID restrictions right now. But, you know, just like anything else in my life, I'm showing up. I'm giving it my all. I'm getting my face out there, and whatever happens, happens. But I just feel compelled to go. So, my husband graciously also said, you know, I will watch our younger son, Emmett. I'll take care of him. And, you know, you need to go. So, Bob, I'm going, baby. I'm heading.
You should. But that's who you are. You don't let anything, you know, hold you back, which I love, because it is the right attitude, and we need more Stacy Hurt stories out there. As part of this also, I should point out that they have a collaboration with the Stand Up to Cancer movement, so Phil will be taking a photograph with a sign that says, I stand up for Stacy Hurt. It'll be something that'll be sent to you, so... But you may get that in person anyway, so I think that's awesome. And Stacy, I just wanted to say thank you, and more importantly, thank you for being an inspirational person for a lot of people who go through these similar situations. And when you're in it, you know that you need people you can rely on who've gone through it, who share those experiences. And I think you have been such an advocate. And I, like I said, I'm pretty much in awe of what you've been able to do. So we wish you all the best. Have a great time in Tucson.
Well, thank you, Bob. You've always been such a big supporter of mine. And, you know, I'm from Pittsburgh, and I've always been a fan of yours as well. You and Phil Mickelson, top of my list for sure. And
well, I can't golf like him, so don't put me in your pairing, that's for sure.
Well, Thank you so much for having me today, Bob. And everybody out there, March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Please don't put off those screenings. If you did put off your colonoscopy during COVID, now is the time to get on the schedule. And please get screened. It's preventable in early stages. Please set those screenings up and take care of it as soon as you can. So thanks again, Bob. You're the
best. If you do, you can tame this thing and live with it and live a productive life. And Stacy, I admired what you've been able to do. I'm so happy that this came your way. Enjoy your trip, and maybe you'll get a hole-in-one or something out there with Phil Mickelson too.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing. Be looking for some pictures on Twitter, that's for sure. I'll be lighting it up. Thanks,
I'll be doing
Bob.
That. Thank you, Stacy. Appreciate it. That's Stacy Hurt, and you can follow her on Twitter too. She, as I said, she gives tremendous speeches to people who've been in this situation. All of these things matter when you find yourself, and you never know how life is going to unfold. If you're in it, you need people who've been there and can encourage you. Attitude is the biggest thing in fighting any sort of disease, I think, and Stacy Hurt does it better than anyone. 412-928-9370 is the number to call, so get on the lines. We have about 20 minutes left. Love to talk to you before Paul Alexander takes over here at 1 o'clock. This is the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan. We are rounding third, heading home. Jory Cora has us going. It's a green light all the way to 1 o'clock, 412-928-9370. It's Matt Harkins behind the desk. He'll take the calls, and if you have anything you want to get in last minute, ahead of the birthday boy, Paul Alexander. I just saw that it's his birthday. It's your birthday, Paul. Happy birthday to you. We have still the issue with the Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger seems to me like the Steelers are kind of calling him on his bluff. And if he wants to play for less money, they're going to make that available to him. Maybe, maybe not. So it's a decision that's going to be first and foremost. But they have a lot of decisions here. 19 unrestricted free agents. And, you know, again, this pandemic going backwards with the salary cap does not help. Bud Dupree won't sign here. Juju Smith-Schuster likely will not. Zach Banner's coming off surgery. He could be of a smaller contract, sort of a prove-me kind of deal, which will take care of one of those, tackle spots. Although, he doesn't have a big resume either, so it's hard to gauge how he could be over the course of 16 games. Then they have defensive guys to worry about, too. Joe Hayden, is he going to be a cap casualty based on his number? And if so, then you really have to step up with Cam Sutton or Hilton, those guys. You really have to spend it somewhere. The question is where. And it all starts with how much money they can save on the Roethlisberger deal. Again, for him, his salary is $4 million this year. He does get $15 million as a roster bonus. That's the problem that has to be worked out between now and March the 17th. 412-928-9370. If you want to talk about that, feel free. Also, we're talking a lot about the Penguins and what a tremendous game the other night. I thought it was their best game, actually, of the season. They beat a very good, disciplined Islanders team 4-1. They did it with strong goaltending. They did it with contributions from three different lines. They got a great effort from Mike Matheson back on the blue line. I think that guy is getting better each and every day. So, things are trending upward for the Penguins as they go through this now. And again, all these games are super important given the fact they're all within the division. Tonight against the Islanders, Jari will start Crosby, game number 1,000. Just tip your cap to that guy. Lucky to have a guy like that in your city, on your team. He just does his thing day in and day out, not just from a professional on the ice, but off the ice, no problems. That's the kind of guy you want on your team, and that's why he's the captain. Let's go to the lines at 412-928-9370. Jordan joins us right now. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to switch gears to maybe a taboo kind of topic here, which is the NBA.
Oh, no.
But I heard
I like
your update. Yeah, I know you do. You're the one person I can call to talk to about it. So I figured I'd give you a ring. But Jamal's performance last night was, like, historically good. And on top of that, I'm 33. I've been watching the NBA my whole life. I love it. There are so many superstars in this game right now. I just feel like it's at such a good level. I can watch any game on any night. There's great players all around the league. It's just a really wonderful time to be invested in the NBA.
I agree. And you mentioned Jamal Murray. That was historic. And he's an unsung guy because he plays in Denver with Jokic. Those
right.
guys don't get the kind of attention they would if they were, although they're a very good team. But 50 points without shooting a single foul shot. How is that possible
You'll never
in today's
see it again.
Game? You'll never see it again.
And you know, the cool part about that team too, before I go, Bob, is people don't realize that Jokic is only like 25 and he is a point guard playing center. And it is just a fascinating team to watch, just them and themselves. So thanks for taking my call. Right.
Anytime. And by the way, the Jazz lost last night. The Clippers are a good team. They beat them. You got Zion Williamson, who's a really special talent with the Pelicans. And I think Jordan's right. There are a lot of big-time players on all these teams. Steph Curry's doing stuff that Steph Curry can only do, which is shooting from all over the place, freeing up, quick release. You know, if you had to pick an NBA, an MVP of that league right now, it would be a tough thing to do. LeBron James is always going to be in that talk. You could put Jokic in there. You could put Steph Curry in there. You could put Antetokounmpo in there. There are a lot of guys you could put in there. You look at a team like the Jazz, they don't get enough attention because they play in Utah, but that's a team that goes 7, 8, 9 deep, and they're all capable of shooting threes. Tom in the cell joins us right now on 412-928-9370, 93.7 The Fan. What's up, Tom?
Hey, yeah, Bob, the numbers, 19 and 42. You know what numbers I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Russell's going to retire right now today. How much does Stewart save?
If he retires right now, it's a $22 million cap hit.
Okay, meaning that the Stewart saves something on that?
Well, I mean, his salary, they won't have to pay his salary, and that's, you know, that's part of this.
Yeah, but I mean, like I heard, if Greaves retires, the New Orleans saves like $27 million. I thought they said.
Well, he's decided to come back. I saw Drew Brees is going to play another year. Yep.
Oh, okay. All right. Russell, okay.
What's your gut say, Tom? What's your gut say is going to happen here?
I hope he retires, but Rudy, I don't know. He still talks about having 11-0 season and making a playoffs, all that stuff. But his dad and granddad, they want to go further in the playoffs. I mean, I don't know.
Well, of course. I mean, they've been a disappointment in so many levels when it comes to postseason in the last 4 years. That Jacksonville game 4 years ago started this downturn in terms of second-half collapses, and it's continued every year. So that's a concern. There are a lot of reasons for it. I think being prepared is more on coaching than anything else, and they were not prepared in either of those games. They gave up almost 100 points combined in their last two playoff games. That's unacceptable for a team that supposedly has a good defense. But the offense contributed to it as well by making mistakes, and that's the problem. And we saw that in the Cleveland Browns game. That was just a disaster on every level. And, you know, so they have a lot to work out. There's no question. And, the division itself is getting better and better. The Browns are trending upward. You know that the Ravens are still, although I would think in the next year or two, you're going to see the Browns move ahead of them. I'm more convinced that Cleveland's put together the kind of roster that can serve them well and win a division than Baltimore right now. And, you know, Lamar Jackson's a special player, but I think they're going to find what happens when you have to give a ton of money to your starting quarterback. Eventually, it makes it difficult for everybody else to hang around. They have some defensive free agents. Matthew Judon is one of them. And Ngakoue is another. And will they bring them back or not? There are guys who are going to be available. And this is another thing the Steelers can help themselves. If they wait until guys, there are going to be some serious cap casualties of guys who can still play. And you may be able to bring a few of them in at a better price. So, like it always does, it comes down to money. And money will determine, and unfortunately, because of this pandemic, that money went backwards for this coming season. Even though it's still undetermined, it's 180 minimum. It could be more than that, but it's not going to be the 215 that I think a lot of people thought would happen prior to this pandemic. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. I want to remind you to join us every night for the Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call. That's on Pittsburgh CW. We take your calls every night at 10:35, and we need more time on that show. I think a lot of you guys have texted and tweeted me and said I would love to get more time. It's hard to do it given the format of the programs right now, but that's something we'd like to keep in mind. Also, the number one Cochrane Sports Showdown, that's on every Sunday night at 11:35, and tomorrow we have Mark Caboli on the program, Will Graves, and Colin Dunlap. So that'll be on, and we have a lot of these same topics to talk about. We'll see if things change along the way. But, you know, quite frankly, There's a lot to talk about with regard to the Penguins as they navigate their way through this shortened season. The Pirates are just getting started, and you know, that's the thing about the Pirates too. There are a lot of guys on this team that that are not going to be here. There's a guy, Will Craig, I've been waiting to see forever. This is the problem when you're trying to develop players and you buy into what you think they can become early in the process. I think a lot of people thought Will Craig would be a player who can give them some pop. He's never really materialized. They have young guys like O'Neill Cruz who, you know, he's only 22. But where do they play him? He's by nature a shortstop. He's a big guy. Can he be the kind of guy who comes in and play? Eric Gonzalez, Adam Frazier, Kevin Newman, Cole Tucker, all these guys are high draft picks, not so much Frazier, but I mean guys who are expected to contribute and they haven't been. It's tough to develop guys in baseball. It really is. And that's why even though it sounds good, even though the Pirates are doing what a lot of people want them to do and rebuild, there's no guarantee, especially if you're not going to contribute to the core as the core develops. You hope the core develops, and you better hope that these guys all turn out to be what you expect them to be. If not, you continue to spin your wheels. And that's going to do it for our program today. I want to thank, once again, Mr. Matt Harkins, behind the glass, making it all possible. Our thanks to Stacey Hirt. And again, follow her if you get a chance, because she's a great inspirational story. If you ever go through times in your life where you feel like, I'm never going to be able to overcome this, well, you can. She's overcome stage 4 cancer. And she is someone who can help you with what she does in order to do it as well. So thanks to her, she's going to have an opportunity to have her name worn by Phil Mickelson all 4 rounds of the colorectal tournament next week in Tucson, Arizona. That's quite a surprise and well-deserved for her and all the good work she's done as an advocate against colorectal cancer. And what else can I tell you? Oh, make sure you join us for the Pomp and Pony podcast. We had Alan Faneca on this past week. If you haven't checked it out, you should. Good conversation with a man who's headed to the Hall of Fame. And that's going to do it for us. Once again, thank you to our show sponsors, PNC Bank. Make today the day. Also, Ireland Contracting. Visit IrelandContracting.com. Number one, Cochrane. Go one better. And one other reminder to you, the Shaler Wetgo has the deal for you. It's 50% off any car wash from Wednesday, February 24th through Friday, February 26th. Stop out to the Shaler Wetgo, William Flynn Highway, and shine up your ride. 93.7thefan.com has more information.